Yo, 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 what's going on? What's going on, everybody? Pastor Lamarck is here with another episode of On Your Mark. Man, so excited to be getting on our marks together again today as we continue to dive into our new podcast series episodes, On Time God. Man, God is an on time God. If this is your first podcast in this series, I want to invite you to go back and start at the introduction because we lay out a few things that I believe will be helpful to you as you go forward, especially just with us trying to understand the difference in God's timing versus our timing. God is above time. He's on top of time. He's all time. And he controls and owns and created time. And so he put us in time so that we can grow and develop to where we can meet the place where he has set blessings for us in his timing, in his season, so that we can get all that he has for us. So go back, take a listen to those things. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Today we want to continue with the series. We want to continue with this podcast on the idea of on time God. And if I could give this one a topic today, it would simply be this: it's time. It is time. Man, listen, have you ever been in a position where you found yourself having to do something, having to go somewhere, having to speak, having to work, having to do something? You're like, man, I am so not ready for this. I realize that it's time and I realize that I have to do it, but man, woo, this seems a bit much right here. I don't know if I'm ready for this. And it's funny because last episode we talked about the fact that we have to give it time, but I got to be honest with you, we have to give it time for our growth and development. But there are times, and in most situations, when God does call us to the next step and he calls us to the next thing, we start to realize, wait a minute, hold on, it's time, but I'm not ready. It's time. I wonder if I have some parents on here, or especially some mothers who've had to send their child off to college, and they say, yeah, it's time for them to go to college, but boy, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for my baby to leave. I'm not ready for them to go out of the house. And I know it's time, but I'm not ready. I remember when I was going off to college, and I went to Samford University, and I was there on a football scholarship, and I had the privilege of playing football there. And I remember when I first reported to football camp, and man, I've been working out that summer, and I've been doing, you know, all the things I'm supposed to do. But if you've made the leap from high school to college ball, you understand that it's just different, man. It's a different animal. It's a different beast. And it just takes time for a high schooler who's fresh out of high school to get used to the type of intensity and the type of workload. And now you're not the oldest guy now being 17 or 18 in high school. Now you're the youngest guy, and you're with 19, 20, 21, 22, sometimes 23, or like guys with fully developed man bodies. And you're just going into this new situation. I remember the very first practice, man, I was so hot in Alabama, and we were out there running. And so, oh man, it was so bad. And I remember finishing the second practice of the day, and I just remember thinking to myself, whew, boy, I made it. And wouldn't you know, I was walking from the field house after the practice, and I was heading from the field house to the cafeteria for dinner. And boy, I was walking across the parking lot, and one of my legs started twitching, and I've had problems with cramps before. And I kind of understood what was coming, so I was trying to head it off. I was trying to keep it from happening. So I started working on that leg and trying to massage the cramp out. And boy, I fooled around, put pressure on my other leg while I was working on that leg. Then the other leg started twitching. I said, oh man, I'm in trouble. I better do something. So I sat down on the hot asphalt. I mean, it was hot out there. And I'm working on both legs trying to get the cramps off. Then all of a sudden, man, it hit. I'm talking about full lower body cramps. And all I could do was just lay back. I'm just sprawled out on the hot asphalt, just cramped up, full body cramps. And I'll be honest with you, I thought this might be it. I might be going on home to glory. This might be it for me now. And I was just sitting out there just in pain and agony and sweating. And it was so bad. And fortunately, the coaches were coming from the field house, and they saw me, and they put me in a van, took me to the training room, and they got me straight and got me, you know, got everything together, and I was able to kind of overcome that. But I tell that story to say, man, I wasn't ready. I wasn't. It was time. It was time. I graduated from high school. I signed the scholarship, all that. It was time, but I wasn't ready. But how many of you know oftentimes, and by oftentimes, I mean most times, man, when God calls us as ready as we think we are, it's time, but we're not ready. I want to use this topic or scripture today just to kind of think through how do we maneuver when we find ourselves. Remember, God is an on-time God. He knows. He can see around the corner. He's not bound by time. He's not subject to time. He's on time. He's on top of time. He created time. He rules over time. So he's already looked ahead and decided when it is time, whether you think you're ready or not. And in most cases, you're not going to be ready because you got to understand this. When God calls us to anything, he calls us to have to maneuver in faith. And that, by definition, dictates that we won't be in our mind ready the way we think we are. It also dictates that we won't have everything we think we should have when we're maneuvering. It also dictates that it's not going to line up the way we think it ought to line up. We're not going to have all the knowledge we think we ought to have. So it's going to require that we trust God. So when it's time and we're not ready, the number one thing we're going to have to learn to do is stop looking at our time, our ability, our insight, and trust the Lord. This is perhaps one of the greatest illustrations we can use to demonstrate this. It is the story of Gideon. You know Gideon, the mighty man of valor, the mighty warrior, the judge that God calls to deliver his people from the Midianites. Man, God showed up and said, guess what, Gideon? It's time. And you know what Gideon was like? I'm not ready. Let's look at it, man. Judges chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 6 and 11 to you. This is so potent and so fascinating to me. Judges chapter 6, verses 11 and 12 says this: the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. Verse 12, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. From there, he goes on to give Gideon some insight and things that Gideon needs to do and how Gideon needs to go about leading the people. Gideon felt some type of way, had some questions, and otherwise, I'm not ready. How do I know? You know, and God gave him some different examples and some different signs to help him go and do the things that he was called to do. But I want to use this particular text, because I want you to understand, and I'm sure you do. I'm sure you can think back on your own life and kind of think through some scenarios or some situations where it was time, but you weren't ready. But I want to use this to give us some ideas and some thoughts about how we need to maneuver when it's time, but we're not ready. It's time. You got to go, man. You got to go. It's time, but you're not ready. I think it's interesting because the Bible says the angel of the Lord comes to Gideon, who is threshing wheat in a wine press. He is threshing wheat in a wine press. Now that might not stand out to you much because we don't thresh wheat like that anymore. We don't utilize those same methods that they utilized back in the day. Just for a little bit of background, the Midianites were large and a lot of people, and they had been oppressing God's people because, you know, God's people have a hard time obeying him sometimes. And when we don't obey God, we become subject to the things around us that we wouldn't have to deal with if we were simply obedient. But the children of Israel had been disobedient, and they found themselves battling against a foe who was much stronger than they were, and without God fighting for them, they weren't able to defend themselves. And eventually what happens is they get in that situation, they cry out to the Lord. The Lord sends, in this case, back then they were called judges. Before they had kings, they were the judges. The judges were the ones who went out ahead of the people, who led the people out to battle, who spoke, was the Lord's mouthpiece, who spoke and kind of helped garner the people and get them back to the Lord so that they could be in good standing with the Lord, so that he would fight their battles. And so the people had been oppressed by the Midianites, and they're crying out to the Lord. The Lord says, all right, I'm going to send a judge to deliver them. And Gideon was the judge who the Lord picked to deliver the people from the Midianites. All of that is important and really relevant because of what Gideon was doing when the Lord came and called him. This is so fascinating. The Bible said what he was doing was hiding from the Midianites by threshing wheat in a wine press. Again, that may not stand out as much because we don't normally see and understand what threshing wheat is, but just for some context, in order to thresh wheat, the number one thing you need is air. You need to be out, because what they would do is they would crush the wheat down and then they would throw it up. And as they would throw it up, the heavier wheat would fall to the ground, the important parts would fall to the ground, and the chaff or the negative parts, the things you didn't want, would be blown away by the wind. And so you would want to make sure you're out in the open. You want to make sure you're out in the air where the wind could carry the chaff away and you would be left with the wheat. So it's interesting that Gideon was doing this down in a wine press. He was doing this hidden. He was doing this below. Well, why? Because he was hiding, man. He was afraid. He was scared of the Midianites. And they've already taken so much from us. If they fool around and figure out we got a little bit of wheat, they're going to try and come for that. So I got to get down here and hide, man, because of all this stuff. The real point I need you to understand is Gideon is far from what God called him. You remember, you mighty man of valor, you mighty warrior, you warrior for me. I'm called. And I love that, because God shows up and he calls us stuff that we don't oftentimes feel. He'll call you strong when you feel weak. He'll call you a winner when you feel like a loser. He'll call you blessed when you feel like anything but. He'll call you a great husband or a great wife or a great parent or a great employee. He'll call you blessed and highly favored. He'll call you rich. He'll call you strong. He'll call you all that stuff. And you looking around like, you talking to me? And that's exactly what Gideon had going on. Gideon was like, who? What? You talking to me? Yeah, I need you to go and deliver my people from the Midianites. I need you to go and set them free. And Gideon is like, yeah, you got to mean somebody else. I'm the least in my house. You sure you came to the right person? And I just wonder if there's anybody out there that feel like that. Like, wait a minute, God, you calling me? You sure you came to the right person? You sure you looking? You sure you found who you looking for? Maybe you need to keep looking. And that's what's so interesting is, we'll fool around and we'll give everybody else a pass, but we'll second guess God. We'll see some on the internet and just assume it. We know people put false, fake, and all kind of stuff out there on the internet and social media and all that stuff. And we'll hold on to that, but God will come. We'll be like, nah, God, you must have made a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. Yeah, you, Gideon, I'm talking to you. You, mighty man of valor. You, mighty warrior for the Lord. Who, me? Yes, you. And I'm going to just go ahead and say this and speak this. When God calling you, when he talking to you, yes, you. You, mighty woman of God. You, mighty man of God. You, mighty child of God. He's speaking to you. It doesn't matter how you feel about what he said. It matters that he said it about you. It doesn't matter how you feel about what he said. It matters what he said about you. And we have got to learn and understand that what God says matters most. Even though we don't feel like we're ready, doesn't change the fact that it's time. Oh man, it is time. A couple of things I need us to do as we are thinking through this narrative with Gideon and how God came. The first thing is this. We need to listen to what God said. Listen, you are going to feel some type of way. You're going to feel like you're not ready. You're going to feel like you're not strong enough. You're going to feel like everybody else around you is crazy. You're going to feel like the path is not right. You're going to feel like the time is not right. You're going to feel like you don't have enough money. You're going to feel like you don't have enough patience. You're going to feel like you don't have enough insight. All of that stuff is going to be true, which means you're going to have to learn to rely and trust God. You have to listen to what God said. God said, you mighty warrior. God said, you man of God. God said, you woman of God. God said, you great parent. God said, you great spouse. God said, you rich and highly favored individual. God said that. Listen, God gonna call you some stuff. You're gonna be looking at your bank account. You're gonna be looking at your job title. You're gonna be looking at your kids. You're gonna be looking at your spouse. You're gonna be like, what? You said what? But you have to learn that it doesn't matter what you see. It matters what God said. That's where faith comes in. And you can feel just how you want to feel about it. But it doesn't change the fact that what God said is more important, more powerful than how you feel. What God says is more important and more powerful than how you feel. We say it like this at Unique Life Church: feel how you want to feel. Then do what thus says the Lord. God called Gideon a mighty warrior. God is calling you some things today, and you may not feel like you're ready, but it's time. You may not feel like you're ready, but it's time to go to your spouse and say, you know what? I was out of line there. I apologize. I hadn't been putting the right type of energy and effort into this marriage, and that ends today. I am going to do what thus says the Lord. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyway because God has called me to. You may have to go to your kids and say, look, I've been doing this wrong. I've been letting y'all get away with stuff. I've been spoiling y'all. Or I hadn't been paying enough attention to you. I hadn't been spending the time on it. Look, my bad. I'm not ready, but it's time. God is going to help me. I apologize. We're going to do this different. You might have to go on your job, and all of a sudden, you got to change how you behave on the job. You can't be at the water cooler doing all the gossiping anymore. You can't be the one silently quitting. You can't be the one sitting around not doing the... that's over. I'm not ready, but it's time. It doesn't matter how I feel. God has given me a call. He's given me a charge. I'm going to step up and do what he say, regardless of how I feel. We have to learn to listen to what God says. And then after we listen to what God says, we got to walk it like he talk it. Oh, come on, somebody. Not walk it like I talk it. Not walk it like you talk it. We got to walk it like he talk it. What did God say? You got to walk in the confidence that is the word of God. You got to walk with the confidence because of what God said. Remember, I told you, faith dictates we not have all the insight. Faith dictates we not have all the knowledge. Faith dictates we don't have all the resources. Faith dictates that we have some insecurity and some uncertainty. Because if we had all of those things, it would not take faith. And God will not call us to anything that does not also call us to have faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So whatever he's calling us to, he's going to call us to something that requires us to have faith. So we're going to have to step out and walk by faith and not by sight. Not that we walk blind, but we don't walk by the sight we can see. We walk by the insight that God gives us. Well, what's the insight God gives us? What he said. So we walk it like he talk it. We have to learn to do it the way he calls. If he calls us a mighty warrior, then you go out there like you a mighty warrior. You may have never held a sword in your hand, but somehow God is going to give you the strength you need to do what you need to do with what he's called you to do. So we have to learn to walk it like he talk it. And then we got to learn to rely on his ability to cover our inability. All right. We got to listen to what God says. We got to walk it like he talk it. And then we got to rely on his ability to cover our inability. Don't you understand that God fully understands? Don't you understand that God fully understands? And maybe you don't understand. But you need to know that God fully understands. And so if God is calling us to something that is beyond us, and side note, everything he calls us to will be beyond us. Everything he calls us to will take more energy than we have. Everything he calls us to will take more strength than we have. Everything he calls us to will take more knowledge and insight than what we have. So what we have to do is learn to rely on his ability to cover our ability. If he called me to this and I'm not able to do that, then that must mean he's going to use his ability to cover that because I'm not able to cover that. We have to learn to rely on God's power, God's strength, God's might, God's ability to cover our inability. Look, that ought to be a blessing to some spouse who's trying to figure out how to make it work with their spouse. And they're like, I just don't have the ability to reach them. God does. God, I just don't know what to do. God does. I just don't know how. God does. That has to be a blessing to some parent who's been trying to get through to that child. I just don't know. Somewhere it went off the rails and I don't know. God does. And if he's called you to be a spouse, if he's called you to be a parent, if he's called you to be an employer, an employee at that place, if he's called you to give, if he's called you to serve, it doesn't matter that you don't have all the ability. God has all the ability. He has all power. We have to learn to rely on his ability. Gideon is in this same spot, man. It's time, but I'm not ready. Yeah, but I need you to deliver my folks. I need you to go fight against the Midianite. It's a whole bunch of them, over 100,000. We don't have enough people. Most I can muster up is about 30,000. You got too many. Wait a minute. Your math and my math not mathing together, Jesus. They are already outnumber us 3-1. You telling me we have too many? I think they have too many. God said, no. You got too many. I need you to cut them down. God cut them all the way down to 300. You know why? Because your inability does not hinder his ability to do just what he said he was going to do. Your inability does not hinder his ability to do just what he said he was going to do. If he called you to it, then he's going to grace you for it. And the grace that he's going to give you to do it is going to include his power for it. You just got to go because he called you to go. You just got to rely on his ability to cover your inability. You got to be strong. And look at Gideon, this mighty warrior who was hiding just a couple days earlier. Hiding. Look at Gideon out there with 300 men doing just what God called him to do. When not that much longer, I was hiding. Now I'm out here. Look at me. I'm out here listening to what God said. I'm out here walking it like he talked it. And I'm out here relying on his ability because Lord knows I don't have the ability. I was doing everything I could in my own strength and it wasn't enough, but look at God. And I'm telling you, people of God, we got to hear this. When it's time, but you're not ready, you better listen to what God say. You better walk it like he talk it, and you better rely on his ability to cover your inability. When we do, we get to walk in the blessings of the Lord. When we do, even though we're not ready and it's still time, the timing of God and our time coming together to do what he's called us to do, it matches, it meets, it marries, and boom, we're walking in the fullness of the blessings that God called us to. Man, listen, I'm telling you, that is the thing we have to do. Hold on by faith. When it's time, but we're not ready, that faith kicks in a strong way, man. And we listen to what God say. We walk it like he talk it, and we rely on his ability to cover our inability every step of the way. And by faith, and by the sweet grace of God and the power of his might working on our behalf, we will be successful. We will be overcomers. We will win. We will be victorious, not by our might, not by our strength, but by the might and the strength of Almighty God. Man, listen, I pray something has been said today that'll be a blessing to you. Do me a favor, man. Do me a favor. If it's being a blessing to you, send it to somebody. Share it with somebody. Let somebody know to jump in on this podcast episode series on Time God. Because what do you do when it's time, but you're not ready? You rely on the Lord. You listen to what God says. You walk it like he talk it, and you rely on his ability to cover your ability. And I'm telling you, when you do that, you will be successful. Man, listen, again, I pray something's been said that'll be a blessing to you. Make sure and connect with us. Like, share the posts you see. Like and share the podcast. Send it to folks. Be a part of everything we have going on at Unique Life Church. If the Lord is laying on your heart to be a blessing to us any type of way, we thank God for you and we receive that. If you need a blessing from us, if we can do anything to be a blessing to you, let us know so we can gird you up in prayer and so that we can follow the Lord to be all that he has called us to be on your behalf and in your family. Listen, we love you. We bless you. If you need us for anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Until the next time, know that I'm thinking about you. Know that I'm praying for you. God bless you. God keep you. And I love you.